Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Is anyone else tired?
Every day of my life.
I'm exhausted.
It's been a week.
I need a vacation.
It's been a week.
It has.
Good news. Mm-hmm. We have a few days off coming up.
We do.
Are you guys having any Thanksgiving plans? Yeah, because we won't do this podcast next Thursday because it'll be actual Thanksgiving.
Should we do a double podcast?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
If anyone's ever
first
like...
First of all, if Mel is throwing out double podcast idea.
Yeah.
Notorious for having a shot clock on the podcast.
Yeah. Mel's like, are we done yet? No, I haven't even pressed record to start.
Nope, we got to go. We're busy. We got stuff going on.
Week, for whatever reason, we're like, yeah, we start the podcast by being like, yeah, we're tired. And I was like, yeah, I'm so tired.
Should we do
multiple podcasts today?
Hey, guys, I think there should be more podcasts this week.
Do you guys have any Thanksgiving plans?
Always. Is that bad? I mean,
no,
most people do, right?
Yeah, what are they?
Most people would answer that question by then saying their plans. I just like the, do you have plans? Yep.
Yeah. Of course.
Time for podcast number two.
All right. Let's start podcast number two.
Ooh, okay. That was a good one. I think number one went really well today.
Yeah. Ask me another question for podcast two.
Okay. The end.
You guys traveling this year?
Yep.
All right. Podcast done.
Yeah. Man, these podcasts are great. What are our numbers like?
Well, how about today? What the date today is?
November 21st, Ken Griffey Jr.'s birthday.
Huh?
What?
Well, who?
Go on.
Whose birthday?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, why would I know Ken Griffey Jr.'s birthday?
Well, no, not that he knew his birthday.
You know
it's weird that he knows his birthday, but do you know who Ken Griffey Jr. is?
Isn't he a baseball player?
He was a baseball player. There you go.
Okay. Well, how about this? First day of snow for the season.
I want to throw you out. It's beautiful
outside. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I love Christmas, but I don't love snow. Fun fact.
Everywhere you go.
Look, I am not about assault. Of any kind.
No. This is not. Dude, stop whatever it is you're
but
about
I am,
to say.
I am quickly coming around. Quickly coming. This is. I look outside
it's
the
gorgeous.
Window and it makes me want to throw up.
God, Austin.
Melissa, this is disgusting. It's November 21st.
We're
a week away from Thanksgiving.
But it's. I love the change in seasons.
I like the change.
We still have a month
winter
until,
to spring and then spring to summer, but.
We still have a month until actual winter starts.
Yeah, I don't like spring that much because that is like like that cold, wet, and dreary and super dark a lot. So I rather have like the beautiful white snow coming down.
Melissa, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but you are a psychotic person.
Are you sure you mean that in the nicest way possible?
You have severe brain damage.
I do not.
Anything that is the norm, you are anti it.
That's not true. A lot of people like it.
Melissa, remember when you're like, I love fall?
I do.
We are in the heart of fall right now, and look outside our window.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, but we're.
To describe it for people listening, it is very white. It is hard to see like across the street.
I know. It looks so cool.
Because of how hard the snow is coming down.
It's beautiful. It's amazing.
When do you get tired of snow?
She doesn't.
I do. I eventually get tired of snow in February. That's where I hit my limit. But right now it's great. Because February, March, I don't know, my least favorite months.
That's the thing. Like winter, like you're so excited for winter. But like, first of all, we're still a month away from actual winter beginning. And then winter in Chicago lasts until Memorial Day.
Well, not really Memorial Day. But I don't know. So this will melt. Because it's still early, and this is the transition into Christmas.
This is not the transition into Christmas, Mel. We still have a week until Thanksgiving. A week. Yeah. Until Thanksgiving.
When are you going to put your tree up?
I'll tell you where I'm going to put my tree up.
Not where. When.
I don't know why. Can we change the subject? I don't even like talking about the weather.
Why? When do you put up your decorations?
What?
Why are you
No, I changed the subject from the weather.
Well, when do you put up your Christmas decoration?
I don't know. If I had my way, we wouldn't.
Oh my gosh. Jeez,
the Grinch.
No, it's not the Grinch. It's just so much work. And let's make one thing clear. In the Huff home, when the Christmas decorations are put up, Austin puts up all of them.
Even
there
the
is
tree?
No help from Meredith. No, well, I mean, my oldest girl is 3 years old, so it's not like she's going to be much help. But like, it is, I get all the boxes down. I unwrap all of the, you know, the ornaments and decorations, and I put them all up.
Don't you get a little more excited now because knowing that you're going to put those decorations up and decorate the tree is going to really make your kids excited?
My daughter doesn't know her days of the week. So
Kennedy's older. She knows.
She does not know. She doesn't
she knows
know.
Christmas, though.
Anything that happened in the past, she says yesterday. She goes, remember when we saw the fireworks yesterday? Oh, you mean 4th of July? That was a few months ago, Kennedy.
Okay. She still, I'm sure, understands Christmas.
I don't know.
Yeah, does she know Santa?
I don't know who's dumber, Kennedy or Melissa.
I gotta agree with him.
Wait!
It's a Team Austin.
It's a Team Austin day. Sorry, Mel. Sorry, it's a Team
Austin.
You're
gonna put your daughter down.
No, I said I don't know who's dumber.
Yeah.
So it very easily could be you. And it probably is, let's be honest. As she gets older, I'm sure I'll probably be more. And look, let's be honest. We're gonna put Christmas decorations up. Meredith is not gonna let us not put Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the one to do it all. And that's the frustrating thing is she's the one that wants them up and I'm the one that has to put them up.
How did you feel walking into the Prudential building and seeing all the Christmas trees and the Christmas?
Too early.
Did it make you feel good though?
No, because I was like, this is too early.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's too early.
I brought in a Christmas tree and I just bought some new Christmas lights for the studio.
And what did I say when you put it up?
You said it was too early.
I said it was too early.
Can I put the Christmas lights up without you complaining?
Christmas lights, you can go year round. Elmhurst does Christmas lights on their trees, like the white lights on the trees. Every tree is wrapped in white lights. They leave those up year round. That is the one thing I'm okay with.
So can I...
You can do lights in here.
But, okay.
But the Christmas tree...
I'll take that.
But the Christmas tree is going in the garbage.
I'll take what?
The mini Christmas tree that you put up, it is going in the garbage.
Oh, it's cute.
No, I'm throwing it away.
God, you are the Grinch. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
I look, and you know what's funny? I love Christmas. I love Christmas.
I don't think you do.
No, I do. I do. I love Christmas. I don't like decorating for it, though. I don't like the season that it's in. I don't like anything really about it.
I love Christmas.
There's just a time and a place for it. You know, just the way I don't like to watch Halloween in April.
Who does Halloween in April?
No, watch the movie Halloween.
Oh. Okay.
Same reason we don't watch Christmas movies in March, okay? It is, there's a time and a place for everything. And right now, the time is Thanksgiving. Our pilgrims and Indians, sorry, natives, got together.
Wow. What are you saying over there?
Wow, you're really dancing a fine line over there.
You're real PC over there.
You know, that assault idea I had earlier was is getting nicer and nicer by the minute.
Kyle's over there listening to music.
I'm trying to, I have a video that I'm about to post.
You can tell
Kyle's checked out when he's not like just sharing a story on the
podcast. Oh yeah, because otherwise he talks.
Wait, what are you listening to?
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
Yeah, you should be. It's something against him.
Oh, good. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Are you posting some of the socials?
Yeah.
Probably that you're Scrooge.
We haven't even finished this podcast and you're already teasing it on our socials?
Well, it's not really a tease when it's already out there, you know?
I'm sorry. My gosh. Wait, this is riveting right now.
We've now talked about two things that I can't stand.
Well, okay.
The weather and putting up Christmas decorations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, I'm also the one that takes them all down, too. It's not like we split those duties. So any Christmas decorations you see in my home ever, just know that I put them there. It's like growing up, my mom always had me working in the yard. Every plant, but when my parents moved out of my childhood home, I looked at their yard, about a 3/4 to a full acre of land, and with multiple flower beds. Every plant and flower I had either planted or transplanted at some point in living in that home.
Are you complaining about that too?
Yes, because it's like I have had a hand in every plant in that yard at some point. Same thing with the Christmas decorations.
Well, yeah, but you gave life to plants. You made your home look beautiful. And when that home transferred to somebody else, that's probably part of the reason that they love the house is that it looked so good on the outside. It had curb appeal.
So you're saying my parents should give me a piece of the check that they got for the house?
Oh, my God. I don't know who we're talking to. This is...
What?
Yeah, the Grinch.
What? How's that Grinchy?
My parents are going to pay me now?
Did your parents put you through college?
Guys, yes, they did. But,
dang!
But, no, busted. But you know what?
What?
You know what? Whenever I worked at like Olive Garden or Old Navy or any of the jobs that I had, Dippin' Dots Kiosk, Fossil Gene Company with Russ.
And, you work with Russell Dickerson? Yeah. You never talk about it.
No, I should mention that. Do you guys know Russell Dickerson?
Just a little bit.
I have every paycheck that I got, I gave back to my parents. I didn't keep a single one. How about that?
I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, why would I make this up?
So you don't look so bad?
Trust me, this podcast has made me look pretty bad.
I took all my paychecks and started giving them to the homeless.
I gave them to my parents.
I would never take any of that money.
I gave them to my parents because my parents did pay for my college.
Why'd you make it more awkward by saying that?
Sorry, it was a weird time to clear my throat. They did pay for my college, and they paid for all my gas in high school. So I was like, this is the least I could do is give them all the money.
But isn't that kind of a net zero?
For them?
Yeah,
well, they're still in the negative for sure.
Yeah,
well, no, I don't mean with college, but I mean for gas. If you're working and getting money, and then you're giving them that money, and they're buying you gas...
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
So, and they're kind of making a profit just off gas.
Well, because they're paying for my gas regardless, so I'm at least helping fund that.
Well, no, if you think about it, though, they kind of ran a scheme on Austin.
No.
Hold on.
No, Kyle.
Hear me out.
Wait, I want to hear this out.
Hear me out. So, Melissa, have you already started saving for Porter's college?
Yes.
Okay, so before Porter obviously is working, you've started to put money aside. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess Austin's parents, two very smart people, did the same. Right?
I guess.
Yeah, great. So we're going to take college out of it. Austin gets a job. Austin decides, you know, I'm a good person. I'll start giving my paychecks to my parents. His parents are like, oh, for sure. You know what? We'll pay for his gas. So now they're getting, how much were your paychecks, you would say?
Oh gosh, I don't know. It was minimum wage.
Say he was getting like $100 a paycheck and he has to buy gas. And his parents are like, we'll pay for the gas. $30. Making a $7 profit just right there. So they're taking that money and they're doing whatever they want with it. Putting it towards college?
They're getting Chipotle burritos.
Maybe
they're eating. Just saying. They're running a scheme and it worked. Because look at him now.
My parents have a pyramid
Wait a minute.
Scheme.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Maybe his parents bought all the food in the house.
But I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. I'm in favor of what they're doing.
My parents did ask me to
I'm in favor of stealing from Austin. I do it every time.
My parents did ask me to get two of my friends to donate their paychecks.
Wow, gosh.
and then if they got two of their friends, that's when they start, that's when you start really making a profit.
Goodness.
I'm just saying, in terms of gas, if you look at it just with gas, not food or college or anything, they ran a scheme and it worked.
Melissa, we need to start thinking about this for Porter. All right? How are we raising this boy?
Yeah. You should start teaching him about taxes by paying him an allowance and taking some of that money.
Porter's lucky.
He has to learn.
Porter's lucky. He's got one mom and three dads.
Then when he starts making too much money off allowance, well, guess what? Higher paper. More money.
He got mad at me because... when we went on a vacation in the summer, late summer, I had him, he cleaned garbage cans and I helped him every single time.
Is he still doing that?
No, we just did it in the spring because it just got too busy in the summer. Mm-hmm. We were crazy busy. Mm-hmm. And he had to pay me the first half of the first 10 out of 20 garbage cans we cleaned. He had to give me that money because that was going to pay for his part of his airplane ticket.
Oh.
Because his friend came and his friend had to pay for his airplane ticket and his friend watched dog. And that's how he made money to pay for his airplane ticket. And then I paid for the rest for the kids.
Nice.
Well, it comes back later that Porter's mad at me because his dad said something to him. Why is your mom making you pay for your airplane ticket?
Oh, stirring the pot. Geez.
Oh, yeah. He stirred the pot. And he's like, why are you making me pay for my airplane ticket? Parents don't do that.
No, some parents do.
Yeah, some parents do.
And that's what I said. Yeah. I said, well, your friend had to pay for his airplane ticket and he worked for it.
Yeah, yeah, literally the dude who sat next to him on the flight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's interesting that
Well, was all the money applied to the plane ticket or you maybe stuff your pockets a little bit?
Get out of here.
What, you live in Illinois? Politicians are a little bit dirty
sometimes.
Yeah, we
did notice you got some new clothes this
summer. It only paid for half of that airplane ticket, Kyle.
Sure, yeah. Well, he paid the full amount, but then
Kyle loves, like, making our parents these pyramid schemes.
I'm just saying pyramids are a pyramid scheme, and I've figured it out, and everybody's trying to silence
me. It's a parent mid scheme.
Look, yeah, you guys, you sheeple need to wake up. And see what parents really are.
Well, wait. Porter's a year away from driving.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Huh? Well, he's not even 14.
Learner's permit.
No.
He's a year away from learner's
15.
Learner's permit is 15. He turns 14 next month.
He does,
in less than a month.
I mean, first of all, I don't think he's going
to
get his.
A little over a year, you would have to say, not a year away.
Okay.
Thanks.
If he wants to get technical about his actual birthday.
Right.
December 13th, 2025, he will be 15 and will be eligible for his learner's permit.
Yeah.
But he will not have it.
Why?
Why not?
You're not going to let him?
You know, a lot of boys are a little slow to mature.
Hey, wait, is this a mom doesn't want Porter to grow up thing, or is this a you don't trust him behind the wheel of a car thing?
This is I might need to like make him work for getting his learner's permit.
What do you mean?
You know, in a sense, there's a lot of pushback in the teenage years.
Yeah.
And because of that pushback, I might use that as, well, you make sure you get these chores done or
you
get these things
done.
Yeah,
100%. Use it against them. Because the closer he gets to 15, the more he's going to want to get that learner's permit.
Exactly. Yeah. And as I'm noticing that he is staying on top of getting those things done, then I can say, okay.
No, that's good. All right. Now,
here's another idea.
This
isn't a pyramid scheme, but I got an idea.
A parent-mint scheme.
A parent-mint scheme, as we all know. We know Porter sometimes oversleeps. Happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
And can't make it into school. You know, he calls you and you call him, like, make sure he's not feeling well. Maybe you're a little suspicious. He doesn't go to school. Every time he calls you and says, Mom, I don't want to go to school. You add, so say he's supposed to get his learner's permit in December of next year. He misses one day of school. You're not eligible for it until January. Misses another day, February. You add a month for every day he misses of school. That's legitimate.
I do appreciate.
Not being sick. Like if they're sick, that's fair.
Yeah. I do appreciate the fact because I do love, because you will come to me with some pretty good ideas.
Wait, who, Kyle?
Yeah, he does.
What about me? Wait.
Well, no, you do too.
Oh, God forbid Austin doesn't get credit for something once in his life.
However, I fully believe, because there's a lot of pressure on kids these days. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to think I'm a wuss. But I allow him to take one mental health day a semester.
Okay, so you add on that, but if he wants another one, say. Because I think this would be the ultimate test. Because if he gets the one health, like, yeah.
Yeah, how often does
mental
he
mental health should 100% be at the full forefront of everyone's mind now.
Yeah.
I think we've all learned a lot about it, and it's very smart. I go to therapy. Love it. But you gave him that day. I think that's really smart. But if he wants more, then he has to realize, then you're not getting your learner's permit.
Ooh.
Because he loves cars.
What if he needs more? What if he needs it?
But like, so what's your limit for it then? Because if you're saying you're giving him one a year, which is fair, one semester, which is very fair. Could he abuse the system is my question. Not saying he would.
I will say this, and I don't know the situation at all. I just know from experience. Both my experiences and my friend's experiences growing up around that age, that is around the age where you learn how to take advantage. Like you learn the intricacies of your parents' parenting And so like, right. I knew if I wanted yeah. something, I knew which like mom or dad to go to. If I knew how to, like my mom would ground me all the time. Right. We talk about it all the time. I knew how to.
Cause he wasn't paying. Paycheck's a little light, son. You're grounded.
I knew how to get out of grounding, like to get her to like either forget or to like, I was very almost manipulative.
I used to call out of school a lot because I didn't want to be there. So I would say I'm sick. And then my mom one day said, fine, you can come home.
Right.
But we're not watching TV.
So if you're
reading, and then guess what happened? I stopped doing it because I want to go home and read.
If he knows the buzzword like mental health and he starts throwing that around, how do you know when he's actually needed it? Cause I do believe that
you should believe your kids.
Yeah.
And that,
and I do think that you do actually need it sometimes.
Yeah.
But then how do you know that it's just like, I don't feel like going to school today.
Now that you're adults, do you think your parents were on to you though?
No.
Looking back?
No.
I mean, my mom
no,
was
because
probably
I got away
on
with,
me being
I got away
sick.
With a lot. And my parents are probably listening to this right now. I'll probably get a text message after this podcast. Be like, you did not get away with a lot.
How'd Kyle figure out our pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
I'm trying to give your parents more credit, thinking, okay, they know what you're up to. They know what you're doing. They're just letting it slide. But I don't know.
No, my parents would not let. My mom
figured it out, she was like, fine, I'm going to close this loophole. And put it on you. And that's why it's putting the ball in his court, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're not saying like, look, I don't believe you.
Porter's the worst liar I have ever seen. Whenever he's
I wonder
fibbing,
where he gets that. I think it's genetic.
I think it is because I'm a terrible liar. And when he is lying about something, he gets a certain look on his face.
Yeah.
And I've called him out. I'm like, you're not telling me the truth right now. And he starts laughing. He goes, how do you know? And yeah. I said, because I can just tell.
Right.
It's in his tone. It's in his face. And it's so subtle, but I can pick up on it. And whether he's going to get better at that or not, I don't know. But I think
lying, I don't necessarily put lying and manipulating in the same category. I think it's two different skill sets. Because you can manipulate without lying.
Yeah, that's true. But they're both probably equally bad. I mean, manipulating might even be worse.
I mean, arguably, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're playing somebody.
Right, right. You know how to pluck the strings, basically.
Although when you're lying, you're also playing somebody.
You're playing yourself.
This has been another edition of the Show After the Show podcast.
Let's do a quick read for our sponsors. Austin Huff's parents.
Are you looking for a great get-rich opportunity?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Rod and Lisa got your way.
Are you tired of your kids making money and you not profiting? Good news. There's a way around it.
You went to all the work to give birth. And what have they given you in return? Nothing. Now times are changing. Join the parentment scheme.
Oh my God. Also brought to you by Kyle's therapist.
Therapist, yeah. Molly. Hey, Kyle's getting mad a lot. We fixed it. Kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He's getting mad less.
He doesn't get as mad about the Bears. He just stopped watching. Anyway, Kyle's therapist.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.